This is episode 96 with Britt and Tara, how to quantum upgrade even in a Mercury retrograde. This is The Elevator. Hop on in and ride into the ethers with Britt and Tara of Elevate the Globe. We want to be able to feel good and do good in the world and help this world to be a better place. And so we can use these energy centers in our body to do that. And it's incredible that we have this wisdom and this knowledge and these practices and these tools to work with.
Hello, my friends. We are back.
We're back.
We're back for another episode. Oh man, you guys, we cannot wait to chat with you about quantum leaping even during a Mercury retrograde, because it can be a little funky,
right?
But quantum leaps are always possible.
And we believe in them for you and for ourselves.
Yes, believe.
And we're going through it right now.
Yes, sir.
We're going through an upgrade.
We are.
And we know so many of you guys are too. And we know so many people here are new listeners. And we have had a huge surge in new members of our community over the last couple of weeks here with our All Rise Challenge. And so if you're new to the podcast, by the way, welcome. And we're so excited to get into this topic and to just share a little bit about our experience using the chakras and really taking big leaps again and again and again and again. And right now, here we are about to take another one with so many of you guys. So
yes.
Before we get into it,
if you guys haven't yet subscribed, rated, and reviewed The Elevator, we'd love to see what you have to say, what you've been loving, what you've been learning, any aha moments or insights, and share it with us in a review. And if you screenshot that review and send it to us at theelevator@elevatetheglobe.com, we'll send you our magic morning checklist, which is so helpful for anyone who is starting out a new morning routine and wants to really elevate, you know, their life quickly.
Yes. So hell yes. That's what it's all about. And we would love to see what the favorite part of this episode was for you too. Mm-hmm. So screenshot it and tag us on Instagram, do it in a story or a post, and we will definitely be reposting. And we love hearing your feedback and any questions that you have. So do that. And we're so grateful for our sponsors, for our amazing podcast sponsors. And today's sponsors are Organifi and Osea, two of our favorite brands in all the land. And we will be telling you more about our favorite products that we've been using from both of them.
Yeah, but we just are really grateful to have amazing sponsors that support The Elevator and allow it to grow and thrive and be able to get more of these podcast episodes out to you guys. It's just so beautiful and such a nice support.
It is, yeah. Right? So, you know, every time you guys buy from our sponsors, if you feel aligned and excited about it, every time you share this podcast, every time you, you know, do the review and share it with your friends or tag us, all of that means so much to us. And it really does keep us as elevating the globe with you
it
all
does,
and
yeah.
Growing this community. So we really do appreciate it.
So with that, you guys will go into the show, and Britt and I are here feeling a little wacky in the energy of Mercury retrograde.
Oh God. Yeah.
This one's really getting me.
Well, the fact that you are listening to this podcast is a goddamn miracle at this point.
We'll tell you why. This is the third time is a charm.
Or is it the eighth time?
I don't know. It's definitely, we've had some issues with our, you know, we just have had some issues flowing with it, with podcast rooms being available, with our equipment not working at all for no reason. And just getting it like scheduled in correctly has just been, it's been a whole feat. It's been like a literally a triumphant success to be here right now.
Like even just being able to say a word.
Yeah, it got to that point, you guys. So if we're trying to paint the picture here that Mercury's got us tongue-tied. He's got us tongue-tied. He's got us, you know, schedule-tied. He's got us kind of wrapped around his finger, and he's shooting messages our way. And one of them really has to do with upgrading right now, right? So Mercury, just in general, Mercury is in Scorpio and it's retrograde in Scorpio. So when Mercury, that communication planet, retrogrades in Scorpio, it goes into the depths. It makes you a little more psychic. It goes into your subconscious and it pulls up stuff that's like, hey, you know, maybe you need to look at this and transform this, and we're going to interact with it in our brain and we're going to dialogue with it, or it'll show you things, you know, if you
and
run
it's going to play out.
It's going to play out.
Manifest, yeah, in a lot of different ways.
Right? Like it'll show you, because Scorpio is ruled by Pluto, it'll show you it's that planet of transformation, mm-hmm, that regeneration and just destroying and regenerating. And you know, if things are not stable and they need to be transformed, it's going to show up right now.
Yes.
So we're seeing some of that in the things that we've created. And just kind of like when we take our attention away from certain things, can they stand on their own?
Right.
With the support we've built around it.
Yeah. So I think Mercury retrograde has so many different, you know,
aha moments.
Aha moments, but it has a lot of reputation.
It does.
You know, and you guys probably know, but a lot of people say they don't want to travel in Mercury retrograde or sign contracts or start new things. And we definitely take a different approach than normal, which I would say is a more lean in approach. Mm-hmm. And that's an approach that we've found has allowed us to transform and take big leaps and jumps very quickly and move forward in big ways. But a lot of times you guys may be feeling like we're feeling when something shows up and it's presenting something to you as far as something that might be holding you back from leaping or something that needs to be reorganized in order for you to leap. You know, some of these kind of things, we have a couple choices.
Mm-hmm.
One, we can look the other way, avoid, run away.
Run the hell away.
Run for the goddamn hills.
That's my default. So I've got to always work on that one. I'm like, don't run, Tara. Don't run. Lean in.
Right? Or we can look at it and be like, hello. Hello there.
Oh, it's yes. Real hard to look at you, but hello.
We're late again. We're late again. And nothing's working and there's not enough space created. And, oh, wait, hold on. I'm actually late for everything. And I've been late my whole life for everything.
Lots of aha moments happening, you know?
So it's these kind of things. So you're like, do we want to look at them and change them and shift them and transform them and lean into them and allow them to shift and move and change and grow so that we can have the space to take that big jump forward,
yeah,
and manifest it and seize that opportunity in that moment, or, you know, not. So yeah, it's those two choices. And I'm really grateful for Mercury retrograde because it's a lot of the communication stuff. It's a lot of the technology, which is, mm-hmm, two big things that are very important for this Aquarian age that we're living in to really be thriving right now, especially in 2020. I think 2020 needs like its own age.
Mm-hmm. It's the transition. It's right? The transition into the new age. And, you know, I think with the Mercury, like it just feels like there's so much to learn,
mm-hmm,
and lean in and learn from than you know, ever before. And we are seeing like so much being unearthed on the planet. And with a Mercury retrograde, like in Scorpio during this time, my gosh, you can literally, it will show you like age old things inside of you that you're just like, there's a breakdown in communication with myself. There's maybe a breakdown in communication with my partner, the way I run my business, the way I interact with my boss, my friends. If you're having any of those communication breakdowns, it's like, how can you slow down to kind of jive with the energy of Mercury And then how can you like look at it as, hey, this is an opportunity for me to adjust this so that it doesn't manifest as a full-on breakdown tower moment where everything comes crashing down in the future. Mercury retrograde like lets us kind of catch those things before mm-hmm. they get really bad. It's a review period of communication, and everything's communication, everything's relational. So these periods that we get, you know, a couple times a year, a few times a year, you know, there are review periods mm-hmm. and we get to slow down. And the more you slow down and like harmonize with the energy of Mercury, the better you flow with it. And the more you can look at the stuff coming up and go, I just need to adjust it. And I don't need to take it personal, or, you know, my default sometimes is take it personal. And it's like, it is personal because it's showing me things if I look at it.
But not to take it personally.
Not to take it personally. So,
right? Yeah. So that's a big one from the four agreements, right? Yeah. Whatever happens around you, don't take it personally.
Right.
Nothing other people do is because of you.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
It's because of themselves.
Yes.
Yes.
But Mercury retrograde will show you some stuff
mm-hmm.
about yourself. So you, like Britt said, you can lean in or you can run away. And when we lean in, we actually like lean into our shadow sides, if you will, things that are kind of uncomfortable. We lean in and we start to use that. And we can use it as fuel. We can use it and see it and go, oh, this could change my life.
Right.
Right. Like this whole shift here could change everything in my life if I look at it and I use it. So we use the shadow aspect of things as a way to gain power and strength to move forward in a really empowered way. And so this is kind of our, you know, looking, it's like shadow work. It's doing shadow work during these kinds of odd periods of time where we can make bigger leaps than ever before. So like, what's a quantum leap, right?
Okay. So yes, we have these big opportunities and we feel like now is one of them. We talked about this on our 3-day challenge, like the time is now and there's big changes happening on the planet and we have big opportunities to create new reality for ourselves as the whole world is changing. So the definition of a quantum leap is an abrupt change, a sudden increase, or a dramatic advance. So,
yeah.
This can happen in many different ways.
It can. It totally can. Think about, again, like when you're leaning in to the things that are coming up that are just like not the easiest things, like this whole year. Can we lean into the whole year, everything that's come up this year, and use it as like fuel and go, this is just information for me to see where I'm actually at and where do I want to be
mm-hmm.
and use it as information, therefore fuel to actually do something different.
Yes. So we're being asked as a collective to do something different. We're being asked and we're hearing this big call to do something different. And you're probably hearing it too, if you're listening to this podcast. So we want to create this, but it comes from a decision and it comes from really leaning in to this energy that's presenting us and really to the energy of where you're at in your life.
Yeah. So, you know, I just came back from a meeting with a friend and he is helping me with a couple of things and mindset stuff. And I'm helping him with a couple of things. It's just like a nice, beautiful relationship. And something really struck me with what he said today. And he was like, Tara, he's like, you are on the precipice of being, you know, going from who you were to who you are, who you're about to become. And he goes, this happens every time you decide to create something new, that you decide to not even just create something new, but just to move and grow. You know, you go on this sort of hero's journey where you go and you've committed to the journey and you start to look behind you and go, oh, I'm a little too far to stop now. I'm a little emotionally involved with this. I don't know if I want to go back. I don't know if I can go back. It's further to go back than it is to keep going forward. So you get in this place of like, creativity and, you know, unknown and uncertainty, and it's uncomfortable. but you're developing that creative force to move you into the next dimension. He goes, so I have a question for you. He's like, you need to decide, are you going to get in the arena or are you not? And I was like, oh, hell. Like, I'm going to get in the arena. He goes, are you going to get in and like know that you're going to be kind of battered around a little bit, get a little bloody, like, you know, get a little hit, a little, you know, pushed around. And then also like, you know, he's like, nobody that's not in the arena will ever understand or can even say anything about you being in the arena because you're in it. Mm-hmm. He's like, when you're in it, anyone else that's in it with you will understand, but nobody else outside will. And you know, like you either you make the decision of are you on the outside or are you on the inside? What do you want to do?
Right.
He's like, are you going to go through it? You're going to do it? You're going to get beat up a little bit and come out a new person? And I was like, yes, I'm doing that. You know, so we, you know, we have a question for you guys. Are you going to get in the arena or are you going to stay out?
Stay where you're at, yeah. Right? And we can always move and get in the next arena and the next arena, but it's this idea of, do you want to go big? Yeah. Do you want to get to that next place of your desires, of what you're wanting to manifest, of, you know, that next big level, that next upgrade for you, which is different for everyone. Mm-hmm. And so it's funny because as Tara was having that conversation, my guides and my angels were telling me as we're trying to get this podcast that you're listening to together, they're telling
such
me.
Such a debacle.
They're telling me, you know, you're up leveling in all these ways. You just had this massive challenge. All these beautiful things are happening. And so it's like, of course, everything else is going to up level because you're just raising your frequency into the next level. So anything that's not working or that's not flowing or that's not organized correctly is going to literally blow up.
Break down.
Literally,
none of the equipment work. Break down.
And then you have the choice. Do you want to run away and leave it, let it go, whatever. Sometimes that's the best choice. But if you want to go big with it and expand it and take it to the next level, then it's about, okay, we got to lean into this. You got to step into that arena, make that choice and really have that decision be clear. And then from that place, you allow the universe to flow. So from there, it really starts to be about two main chakras that it we're does. Working with, like two main energy centers that we as humans with these vehicles of human bodies start to work with to really make that happen. It's like, okay, so we're in the arena, whether it's the Mercury retrograde arena or not. But right now, that's where we're in.
I know a lot of you are in here too, right? You guys, we're all here together. So let's chat, you know?
Right? Yeah.
So the way we navigate in this arena is, again, two chakras. The first chakra is the crown. And the other one we want to draw attention to is the root. Okay. So, you know, the crown chakra is that connection to source. So when you're in the arena and it's a little unknown, you're like, I don't freaking know what's going on, but I'm too far away from where I was. I'm really close to where I'm going, but I'm in a battlefield of like unknown, like, oh, whoa, this is weird. We got to connect to source, right? So the crown chakra is at the very top of your head. It is the seat of the soul. It's our connection to our higher self. And when that connection is snipped off, we've closed it off, we can feel really uncertain. We can feel really uncertain and not guided and not worthy of, you know, we can be confused about our spirituality and our spiritual path and not be able to kind of see or be guided with like spirit on your shoulders, guiding you mm-hmm. to the next action, to the next part of the arena, you know, to be able to move out of it. You've cut your connection off. And, you know, if that's the case, then you're not able to really move through it quickly.
Yeah.
In a way that's graceful and that flows.
Right. So yeah, that's why we're really bringing attention and mm-hmm. focusing on the crown and the root, because this crown chakra is really one of the most important things to being able to step in the arena and play in the arena and then get to the next arena, because it's really where you're able to give and receive this higher consciousness where you start to connect and you are connected to your higher self. And that's when you can easily access your own wisdom and the universal intelligence mm-hmm. and wisdom of God, source energy, the angels and guides. And that's when you can see the bigger picture of everything. You know, you feel that sense of serenity and wholeness, no matter what is happening around you. And that's the key, I think, especially for Mercury retrograde and also just 2020. And really, if you guys are listening to this like 5 years from now or something, it's really for every single period of our life that maybe feels that sense of, oh my gosh, I don't know what the next step is. There's so much unknown. And that can happen to us so many times within our lives.
Yeah, we were talking about this actually on the challenge. You know, a lot of people will feel like, okay, I got a divine download from source. And then they're like, I don't know how to execute this. I don't know what to do. And when you get in that space and that kind of floundering space, you can kind of cut off your connection with source because it means like, I don't really trust that I will get the next right action. And I'm focused too much on how does this work? Well, that breaks connection with the source because source is like, I'll tell you how to do it. You just got to keep connecting with me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So if you're feeling like you're like, I've got these ideas, I have all these things I want to do, but I don't know how to do it. What's the next step? That's where the crown comes into play. Like check your relationship to the crown.
And instead of continuing to think that, if you have the awareness enough to realize I'm trying to figure out the how, and I'm blocking my manifestation by even just having the thought of what the how should be. If you have that much awareness to understand that and be in that place, then it's like directly just go to the energy work of the crown chakra yeah. and just lean in, go to the energy work and do the yoga and the meditation and the foods and the oils and the crystals and just do the inner work on the crown chakra. Because the thing is, when the crown chakra is blocked, because it's that divine connection that we have with the balanced crown, the opposite of that, when we're trying to figure out the how and when we're trying to just, you know, use our own understanding without the help of the cosmos, that's when we start to be conditioned to believe and just be in the belief that we are separate.
We're separate.
And we are isolated. And that is always defined by the ego. And
we're going to be in this arena forever.
Yes, right? And that's when depression comes in. The common symptoms of the blocked crown are depression, sense of alienation, disconnection from life, and lack of empathy, right? And so it can come from unresolved traumas. It can come from stressful mm-hmm. environments. It can come from having too fast-paced of a lifestyle. And we were talking about slowing down, and we'll talk about that with the root chakra. But, you know, a lot of these core beliefs can be developed in your childhood. And be reinforced throughout life. So, you know, if you want to connect with your soul and really be in this co-creation with the universe, with the universal intelligence that is perfect, mm-hmm. right? Nature. And then it's about being aligned and balanced in that crown energy for that awareness and connection to the divine. And it's such a big part of these quantum leaps. You know?
It's really, really big.
Think about getting into that arena with that, you know, it's such a different energy and you can just feel it.
Well, it feels like a little more invincible. Like I can go anywhere when I have the guidance to get through.
Right.
And I trust the guidance and I trust that it will tell me the timing and when I need to go to, you know, the coffee shop at this time because of, I don't know, but I feel like I should, or, you know, that I need to email that person, or, you know, I need to just whatever it is, it's sort of like following those little pings. And when you connect and connect and connect constantly to that, you start to develop a pattern of actually flowing with the universe. And when you flow with the universe,
mm-hmm.
everything happens much faster. Ugh. That's the quantum upgrade.
Amen.
Amen.
So this is what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
And this is how, you know, one of the ways and a very important way and a very what's the word? Like, it's just a very effective way.
Yeah.
That we have found allows us to really move forward in connection with our soul and in connection with our purpose and with our dreams and all of it.
And you guys, think about how when you have an unbalanced crown chakra, how that ultimately leads to the cutting off of abundance.
It does.
Because when you are connected to your soul body is connected constantly to the original source of abundance and prosperity from the universe, how could abundance and prosperity not freaking flow right to you? How does that how would it not happen? Right? How would it not?
Yes.
So when you cut that connection off, and Britt's going to go over a little bit of like issue, like signs and symptoms that it might be cut off. But if you cut that connection off, you can start to feel how you start to get into a little bit of lack. Like, I don't know if my bank account's going to be as full as I want it to be, or I'm living in scarcity. I'm in scare city. Oof, scary city. You know, like I'm in a scarcity place. So because I can't...
Scarcity is scary city.
It is a scary city. It's probably why it's called that. You know, so it's that of course that you cut off your source connection, you cut off your prosperity connection.
Yeah.
So the crown's important.
It is.
To like really upgrade quickly.
Yes. I know. And we just love talking about the chakras, of course. And we did talk about some of the signs of an unhealthy, imbalanced crown chakra in our 3-day challenge. Mm-hmm. But we thought it would be fun to just touch on it for you guys and to just go over it again for anybody listening that also did our 3-day challenge, because it's really helpful
for us
to start to understand, you know? So there's a lot of different symptoms that we can experience. And then you can have underactive or overactive crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And we want to have a balance. We want to have it balanced.
We want all the chakras balanced.
Yes.
We don't want them overactive.
No.
Like more energy isn't always better in terms of overactive. Like you can make it a little like excessive.
Exactly.
Which then is to push the polarity. We want a neutral polarity.
Yes. Yeah. So there's a lot of different things, but you can have a lack of care and compassion towards others. You may have apathy, insomnia, excessive egotism. So really in that ego, nightmares or night terrors is a big one.
Mm-hmm.
Boredom with your life. That whole feeling of being alienated or separate that we're talking about, which we have seen, you know, has manifested in racism and inequality in, and this is the thing. Oh, something's coming to me here. This is the thing, is that, you know, when we are all balancing our chakras, I think sometimes we don't truly understand how much it affects the global collective.
Mm-hmm.
If there are so many people here on the planet living with, you know, imbalanced, overactive crown chakras, disconnected from spirit, in that energy of disconnect and separation, then how much sense, like it just makes so much sense that that shows up in injustice and racism and everything that's come out this year with what the whole, the whole environment is on this planet.
Well, and it's directly also related to the root chakra.
It is, yeah. So, but
that
it's
sense
just,
of like security and survival, when that's off, and then you also have an off crown, it's like a recipe for disaster for you, and for if that's you, you know, it's like it's hard.
It's
like
hard.
It's a recipe for disaster because it's hard to move through life like that.
Yeah, and I think sometimes, you know, when we're facing these world issues like racism and injustices and the, you know, the prison system being so messed up and politics and all of it, sometimes we can feel like, okay, we have to take action. And I know we've talked about this before on the podcast, but we can't really talk about it enough, because if we think that it always has to be this action outside of ourselves to harmonize the planet, it's so off, because it's when we go within and when we, as individuals, heal these imbalances. Think about everyone healing and balancing their crown chakra.
Mm-hmm.
having that divine source connection and releasing all that ego energy, all that separation energy, how is that going to show up in the world?
Yeah.
That is the key to really solving a lot of the world's problems.
Well, right. So when you heal your energy, then you can take right action.
Yeah.
Right action from a place of highest perspective that is available to you, not distortion.
Not distortion. And that's actually...
And distortion is like stuck in one polarity or the other.
Yeah. And that's one of the huge symptoms of the crown chakra mm-hmm. is... mental illnesses that involve delusion mm-hmm. or illusion specifically. And that can turn into things like schizophrenia mm-hmm. or depression and different mental illnesses that we're seeing a lot of.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of the neurological and endocrine disorders that are connected mm-hmm. to an imbalanced crown, headaches, migraines, mental fog, confusion, loneliness, greed.
Confusion's a big one for this year. I think it's been a really confusing year for a lot of us.
Right.
And we talked about how the third eye really helps us to move beyond confusion. But, you know, the crown is where it starts.
Right.
The crown is where we start to flow with the divine union and trust that we have. We're never alone. We have guidance. And when we want something... we have a GPS system literally connected to us that will say, here, go here, take a left, take a right. But if you're not listening, it's going to be, you know, you're going to be missing some left turns and right turns, and you might get a little lost for a minute.
Which is fine,
which
right?
Which is fine.
Yeah, it's like all on our journey.
It's on, yes.
But yeah, it's like the alchemist.
It is.
You know, it's like we're all on these journeys. And we're all learning as we go. And that's fine. We all get off track. But it's like we also have these tools. And awareness is a big tool. So mm-hmm. we're wanting these manifestations. We're wanting these upgrades. We're not wanting to be brought down. And we don't want to get viruses. We don't want to get diseases. We don't want to have mental illnesses. Mm-hmm. You know, we don't want to feel like shit. We want to be able to feel good and do good in the world. And help this world to be a better place.
Yeah.
And so we can use these energy centers in our body to do that. And it's incredible that we have this wisdom and this knowledge and these practices and these tools to work with. We are briefly interrupting this episode that we hope you guys are enjoying so much with a quick word from our sponsor, Organifi. So how many of you guys saw our delicious pumpkin spice banana bread recipe on our Instagram?
Britt's made this like 3 times.
It's seriously so good. We're obsessed. And I really have made it 3 times. And we're getting so close to Halloween. And obviously this month is all about pumpkin spice everything. But what makes us love this banana bread even more is the fact that it's full of 11 detoxifying superfoods.
A superfood pumpkin spice banana bread. Like,
right?
Come on.
It's like hidden. You don't even know.
You know, you could like actually make this for Thanksgiving.
Oh.
It's a little Trojan horse for your family.
Our friend, Lily, our friend made it. And her, Emily's aunt said she should sell it. It was so good.
See? So the reason why it's probably so good though is because she puts in the Organifi Gold Pumpkin Spice, which has got turmeric and immune-boosting mushrooms and reishi. Britt says it different, reishi.
I said so reishi.
She always laughs at me. But, you know, this specific blend supports with rest and relaxation, recovery, repair, and it really supports a healthy immune response. So it's a nice thing to actually drink right before bed as well. It kind of feels like a warm hug.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I put this in my smoothies. And really with the cold weather approaching, it's more important than ever right now to keep your immune system strong. So we highly recommend checking out the Organifi Gold Pumpkin Spice. And you can even use it to make a creamy, delicious pumpkin spice latte.
With the turmeric.
Right?
You just like upped your game.
And I've been doing that.
Yeah.
I've been giving away money to homeless people instead of buying like a $7 you know, pumpkin spice at the coffee shop. And then I just make it at home.
You make it at home.
I make it at home. So anyways, head on over to Organifi.com/ETG and use the code ETG20 and you get 20% off your entire order. And they have so many more amazing products to keep your mind and body in the best health in the most natural way possible. So again, that's Organifi.com/ETG and code ETG20 for 20% off.
So we're so excited to jump right back into this episode with you guys that we just love so much. But we wanted to share one more of our favorite products and our favorite brands for our skincare, our beloved Osea.
Yes.
So, you know, we know that as we kind of move into winter here, just the seasons change. A lot of times our skin can change. And a lot of people on Instagram have been messaging us about natural skincare products that actually work. I feel like it's just a common question so that a lot of people have. And so we want to share with you guys more about our favorite skincare brand that we've been using for years now. And it's Osea. Osea is like ridiculous, honestly.
Right? It's really saved our skin and they put the health and the health of the planet first with potent skin and body care solutions that are pure, safe, and effective. And their skin nourishing products are made entirely of plant-derived ingredients. So it's completely vegan, all non-toxic, and they're a really good choice for moms-to-be. So if you're pregnant, this is when we see a lot of people caring more and switching over to non-toxic. So it's such a good choice. And each of their products is infused with sustainably sourced organic Patagonian seaweed and active botanicals that create that nutrient and mineral rich bioavailable base.
Oh, it feels so good when you put it on your skin too. It really has honestly saved my skin. I had a big problem for a while and this is done wonders. So, you know, it's that pure and potent base that really allows the products to easily absorb into your skin effectively and bring that balance while, you know, helping kind of fix the signs of aging and imperfection. So just like really feels nourishing.
Right? It's beautiful. The ultimate act of self-care.
It really is. When my new Osea bottles come in my bathroom, I honestly feel like I'm in a spa. It's like such the most beautiful.
Oh, I know. Last night I did a bath, right? I did I have their scrub, the pink scrub. I did a bath. I did the scrub like all over my arms and my legs and my feet. I did I love their mud face wash. Oh,
that stuff is so good.
It has peppermint. It tingles, right? Oh, it's so good. I have, I forget what the other one's called, but it's the exfoliating.
Oh, yes.
Face stuff. So I put that in the mud.
Oh, that's it.
And so I do like, it's kind of like a scrub face wash. And then I do the black algae mask.
Oh.
And I did the scrub all over my whole body. I'm like in my salt bath with my Palo Santo. I'm like, oh yeah, spa day over here.
I know. And now they have like a pillow mist too.
Oh God.
So you just do that before you go to bed. You're like, I just went to the spa.
The pillow mist is my favorite.
It's really
the
vagus nerve.
Vagus nerve pillow mist.
Yeah.
So anyways, guys, we love it.
You know, they're founded and run by a family of women. Okay. And these women are inspired by the sea. One of the sisters actually surfs with a friend of mine all the time. And, you know, we've had Melissa come into our mastermind and talk about the growth of Osea as a business. And, you know, we're really connected in here and we just love
them. We had Jennifer family. On the podcast.
We did. Yes.
Okay. So anyways, you guys, we love them so much. And they're offering you guys $10 off your first purchase of $50 or more. We want everyone in the Elevator and Elevate the Globe community to be in the Osea fam too. So you get $50 or more plus free shipping for US orders over $75 plus free samples with every single order. So go to oseamalibu.com/elevate, ELEVATE 50 to get your $10 off now. And again, that's Osea, Osea Malibu, MALIBU.com/elevate50 to get your $10 off.
And with that, we'll head right back into the show. So, you know, that being said, you know, let's now talk about the root chakra, because this is the thing. The root chakra is related to that security and survival sense within you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, historically, for at least the past couple hundred years, we've really, as at least here in the US, have really been focused in on this root chakra, meaning that that excess focus of materialism, possessions, the outside world, the physical things around us become really important in the focus. How big of a house you have, what kind of car you drive, what kind of job you have, what kind of friends you have, all of the sort of what we could, the
attachment to it.
Yeah. Right. And the attachment to it grows into a place of being excessive when we're so focused on just that and not the rest of our chakra system.
So true.
So when we're just kind of focused on the physical things that we want and the material things that we want and those desires, and we're not using the rest of the chakra systems, that's when those attachments can grow really strong. And what happens when attachments grow really strong and things like 2020 happen? Things fall apart and you fall apart because you can't quite see the rest of your chakra. You're not using the rest of your chakra system. Your whole world is falling apart because your focus has just been on that specific thing in life.
And what happens is it really ties your identity to mm-hmm. that attachment. And so it's not only that things around you are falling apart, but it actually feels viscerally like you are dying, because that is the full identity is attached to something outside of yourself.
Yeah.
So, and you know, this can show up in a lot of different ways. It's just not with material things, but it's an example.
It's an example. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, you know, we're thinking about ourselves like us light warriors here.
Yes.
We've decided we're in the arena. Okay. So we're if you decided you're not in the arena, that's okay. But we're in the arena and we're going to talk about—
Just turn off the podcast.
You know,
I'm just kidding.
We're in the arena, right?
I'm just kidding.
It's okay. You can take the leap when you're ready.
You can come anytime you want.
Anytime you're ready. But we're in the arena and we're well, what happens when we have a really strong root chakra, mm-hmm. right? We've got a connected crown chakra. We're like, oh, we're super guided. We're like meant to be here. It might be a little bit tough because we're going through it and we're creating something, we're birthing something. But if my root chakra is not feeling safe and secure, what happens? You start to manifest a lot of fear about where you're going, and you have, again, more lack of trust that things are really going to happen for you.
Yes.
That you're actually going to be able, you might be feeling like guided by spirit, but that belief of, can it actually happen for me? Is mm-hmm. it actually going to happen? Is it like, do I have to see it before I believe it? Kind of energy can kind of come in if that is imbalanced.
Right? Yeah. And so we—
Like underactive, I would say.
Yeah. So, you know, of course, if you've been studying manifestation or you just know a lot about energy, which we know a lot of you guys do, we know that we have to believe it before we see it. And that's mm-hmm. the energy of creation and how it all works. So when our root chakra is balanced and healthy, that's when you have like really clear, strong, grounded, and calm relationship to yourself mm. and to the world. And that's when you no longer have fears around, you know, money or loss of control or anything. And when you come to trust the divine intelligence of life, can trust yourself more. Like you just, that you have that trust in yourself. It's an inner trust.
Yeah.
It's not trust in, you know, it's taking the attachment from outside of you to inside.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's not as big of a deal if things are collapsing around you or if there's chaos or uncertainty or, you know, all the things that are going on.
I trust that I'm not going to fall apart here,
mm-mm.
that I'm safe and secure and I belong here on the earth.
Yeah.
I belong here in this arena.
Right.
So if I get knocked down, I'm connected to source, but I belong here.
Yes.
And you can't tell me I don't belong here because I know I belong here.
And you don't need to fight it anymore.
You don't have to fight.
Like
yeah.
you don't have to protect or defend yourself. It's just like, you're here. And you know, and it's, that's when you come into alignment with the ups and downs of life, because mm-hmm. it's going to happen. That is completely out of all of our controls, the ups and downs of life. There's going to be ups and downs in every single one of our lives. And we're here on planet Earth, there's going to be ups and downs in the economy, in the weather, in the, you know, global affairs and politics. All of it is always going to be ups and downs, ebbs and flows. But if we can surf and ride these waves in alignment with ourselves, then it doesn't throw you off course that much. Mm-hmm. It's not going to, you know, throw you down into the ground.
Face down.
into the quicksand. because, you know, you have that safety inside of you. But the truth is that most of us humans do have, at least in some point in our lives, have struggled with root chakra deficiencies mm-hmm. and imbalances, because it's a part of our growth and our learning to really go through those things a lot of times for a lot of us.
Can you guys like picture, you know, the reason why we really talk about the chakras in relation to quantum upgrading is because when you actually are balanced and you have all of your energy centers connected to source and they're working in the best, highest capacity possible, it's easy to manifest. It's easy to manifest and take action and create and birth and say what you mean what you say, receive vision. You know, it's easy to take a leap, meaning a quantum leap is that sudden change. Well, when your energy center is like working well, you're a well-oiled machine, it's like, of course you're going to move quickly. You're going to move quantumly, right? You're going to just go. You're going to be able to manifest very, very fast, you know, in relation to whatever you're manifesting. Sometimes bigger things take longer that need more energy, you know, and there's also timing as well. But it's like you can have more instant manifestations relative to you. And that's really cool.
Yeah. And it's really where you're constantly transforming your energy.
Yes. Yes.
You're constantly transforming, you're constantly changing and becoming more and more whole and becoming more and more connected to your truth and your soul through that divine connection. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's what I've found is I'm just like constantly transforming so much and they start to pick up speed. Mm-hmm. Everything picks up speed, but it's not like you're a tumbleweed. The tumbleweed.
It's out of control.
The tumbleweed comes to me a lot.
It does.
The tumbleweed analogy.
I mean, but, knowing you and your history, I think I know why, but a little out of control.
But yeah, it's that symbolism. Like, it's not this tumbleweed speed where you're like, oh shit. You're like, it's this grounded, you know, calm, present, just mm-hmm. acceleration, quantum upgrade energy where, you know, like some examples, a really cool example, I think for us, Tara, is when we decided that we wanted to write a book mm-hmm. and we've told like the full story in different episodes on the podcast, but we decided we wanted to write a book. We decided we wanted to have a book published. And, you know, I had a clear moment that came through the crown chakra through a situation that said, you know, I just want someone to email us. I want a publisher to email us and it's going to be the perfect fit and we're going to do it and we're going to do it fast and we're going to write this book. We have no freaking clue how to write a book. We've never written a book before. We've never worked with a publisher. We've never had a book agent and all these things that we're doing. And it literally just happened. Like,
yeah.
Within a month,
yeah,
it was, I would say, of me saying that out loud.
It was really fast.
The publisher emailed us. It was the perfect publisher that had published books that we love, were some of our favorite books of all time, Untethered Soul, mm-hmm. you know, and our book's coming out February flipping 1st of 2021. We spent a whole year writing it and it's manifested and it's wild the way that this stuff happens, but I attribute those cool stories and so many, you know, miraculous stories that I'm so grateful for and we're so grateful for too, doing the inner work.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You know, and this is a visualization coming to me that I feel like we really need to share here.
Yeah.
To kind of just hammer in like what we really mean here when we're saying quantum leaping. Like imagine, what are those little, like imagine you're like super high up and like 3,000 feet up in the air. Okay.
Okay.
And now there's little like huge rocks and they're like pretty, you know, small rocks and you have to jump to the next one and you're 3,000 feet up.
Oh, that sounds like Mario Brothers.
Yeah. It's kind of like that.
Like a video game.
Uh-huh. Like it's kind of like that. It's like Avatar kind of like those little like stepping stones.
Yep.
Those are other dimensional realities. Well, what happens when your chakras are a little off, you're a little overactive, you're a little underactive, you're kind of distorted, a little like there's a little pull to the right, a little pull to the left, and you're like not quite balanced. How are you going to feel comfortable jumping super far here?
Oh, and hell no.
You're going to be like, oh, you're going to feel like, oh, wobbly, and it's going to be scary as shit.
Oh, I love now, this analogy.
When you are like fully balanced and you're like, I've got total trust here. I'm super solid. I can literally just take a long step here and just be in the next reality.
And I've got angels that are holding up my feet and my arms and flying me over.
Right. It's like, oh, that's really easy and quick. And there's no hesitation.
That is what it feels like.
That's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. But in order to even do that, you need to get really solid in these chakra systems.
In the physical body.
Mm-hmm. Right? So,
Includes the mind.
The mind, body, spirit, mm-hmm. all of it, you know?
That's a really good one. I like that.
That's kind of how I view the leaping. And if you're not solid, and it's also about just looking right to the next leap. Not being so far out in the future that you're like, I'm afraid to even get in the arena because there's so much I have to do to become that person.
Because think about if that's your mindset, then you're up on that little pole. Uh-huh. That's like those, what's that other?
The stilts or the tightrope?
No.
The
tight rope. Wait, oh my God. No, this is a thing. There's a show. Justin had it on. It's, oh my God, it's like Ninja Warriors.
Oh yeah, the American Ninja Warriors. Is that what it is?
Yeah. Ninja Warriors. And they have to do it in a certain amount of seconds. And that's one of them where they leap.
They have to leap.
And there's all these things. And they train, obviously, for so long to be able to do this thing.
Okay, you're in the arena. Okay, training,
that's,
guys.
Yes. So that's what it is. So you trained. This is what this is. This is light warrior training.
Yeah.
When we do this chakra work.
It is.
This is what Rise Up is, our course that's coming up here. It's this warrior training, mm-hmm. right? These ninja warriors of training. And then you're in the arena, you're on this obstacle course and it's like, okay, let's go.
Yeah. You can do it. You can do it fast.
You can do it because you've been training and you're prepared and you're freaking balanced and ready to go and you can leap.
Right.
But to go back to the other thing is that if your mindset is, okay, I'm at the front of this ninja obstacle course and I have to get all the way to the end and I'm whatever, 3,000 feet up, it's like that's just
so
overtakes
scary.
You and it makes you just freeze and it paralyzes you and you can't even go on the first little obstacle or jump the first little leap because you're just completely paralyzed by this huge,
overwhelming,
magnificent feat that's in front of you. So, you know, that's why our approach is in life brick by brick. That's how we teach. That's how we coach. That's how we live. And that's how we work with the chakras. It's like brick by brick. One week, one focus at a time.
Mm-hmm.
We're going into these chakras and we're tuning them up and then you can always go back.
And after every leap, you know, it's a total new, like every rock, like every jump you make, it's a total new reality.
Yeah.
There's new lessons to learn. There's new things that you got to deal with. There's things you got to organize. And some of that stuff can like throw you off again. And so like you literally have to constantly be working on your chakras.
And that's why it's so important to be present because you're in a total different energy at you know, that second little mushroom, should we call them?
Let's call it a mushroom. I see it as like a big rock, but not very.
Okay, a rock.
It's like a really tall 3,000 foot tiny rock.
So we're at the next rock, mushroom slash mushroom. And so yeah, it's like if you're at mushroom one and you're trying to figure out what it's going to be like at mushroom four, your energy is going to be so different at mushroom two and mushroom three that it's actually a full waste of time to even think about, you know, how you're going to get from step three to four, because your energy is so changed and so transformed and different and in a different reality and consciousness. So a lot of those things that can stop us, like we were talking about with the imbalanced crown, when you start to get into the how, a lot of those things are completely irrelevant when you've, you know, gotten yourself to that next place, that next balanced place, that next state of consciousness. It's like, you know, you're just dealing with different energies. Yeah. So that's why it's just taking the next quantum leap.
Taking the next leap.
Get in the next arena.
And get in the next arena and then work in that arena. Adjust your chakras. Make sure you're good. And then take the next leap.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And so it's interesting because this is why we see people in the Rise Up course. They do it over and over and over again.
They do the course.
They do the whole course over and over and over again. They'll like start over and they have like groups of people that they'll get kind of doing together in the Facebook group. And they'll do all the weeks over and over and over again, because it's something that we just don't set and forget, because life happens to us. And this is the key to ascension. This is the key to ascending your own personal reality into bigger things.
Yes.
And so this is the root. These are the roots of us, our energy. And so this is why we created this thing. So it's like a master tool for light warriors to always come back to and tune up their system, because we've always got to have a good system. It's easy for your chakra to get out of whack.
Every chakra, all of them. Every mushroom of the way, every rock and step of the way,
every mushroom of the way. I like that.
Right? Because we're always moving.
We're always moving. So anyway, you guys, that's, you know, quantum upgrading with the chakras in a Mercury retrograde. It's all possible. Use this time to look at the kinks that are happening and like use it.
Work with it. Instead of numbing out, running away, hiding, avoiding.
Numbing out looks like overeating. It looks like eating things that you know you don't want to eat. It looks like not working out if you want to work out. It looks like, you know, alcohol if you don't really want to be drinking alcohol. You know,
TV watching, avoiding, procrastinating.
Yeah.
You know, it looks, there's like so many different addictions and so many different ways that you can numb.
Sort of like cope with it a bit.
And yeah, that's the way to kind of know is if you're doing something in the energy of trying to make yourself feel better or trying to.
Shopping's a big one, sorry.
Right? Yeah. Or trying to not do something, like avoidance. So, you know, every single thing that we do can be in an energy of, you know, love and joy and healthy energy, or it can be on the opposite side. And it's like the same fire that cooks your meals can burn down your house. So we have to just be aware of what these things look like for us, because it's all so different. So the message here is really that we're excited for you guys. And we know that can sound kind of weird in 2020, in these wild times with this crazy election coming up and all that's going on around us, Mercury retrograde stuff, all this stuff. It can feel a little weird to be really excited and be expecting miracles and be taking big quantum leaps and moving forward. But for us, we feel like this is the perfect time.
Yeah.
And really the time is now, and really feels like there's no other better time.
Right.
To really focus on this.
Yeah.
Right?
Exactly.
It's like when we, it's really our medicine.
Yes.
It's what takes us through it, right? Mm-hmm. So that was a fun conversation.
It was.
I hope you guys liked it too.
Yeah.
And we always got to trust the timing, right? That's why we had to do this podcast right now.
Oh man.
Because it was just something was trying to come through.
It was.
That just came through here.
Well, and that's the thing. That's the crown. Mm-hmm. Like, just trust the timing of it.
Yes. We love that.
Yeah.
So, this was fun.
I'm proud of us. For high five.
Yes.
We got it done.
We freaking did a podcast with Mercury Retrograde. And if we did that, then you guys can do anything.
Seriously.
But before we go, we want to just tell you guys a little bit more about Rise Up, because we're open for enrollment right now. It is closing soon and we're starting on November 2nd. And we've gotten a lot of questions from you guys and we're happy to answer any questions that you have. So feel free to email us at support@elevatetheglobe.com with any questions. But really, we're just excited. And this is the reason why we were inspired to launch this course right now, because we really do feel like this is the perfect time to do this work together. And we're starting so soon.
We are. So Rise Up is our chakra course in high vibrational living. It is our 8-week course. If you guys didn't know about it, now you do. Mm-hmm. We do this once a year live, but you get lifetime access. Like we said before, people in this group are like diehard about it and they go over and over and over and over again. And it's really awesome. It's like, I've never seen anyone use a course like this before. So, you know, this course is for you. If a couple things here, okay? If you feel like you're adjusting, you know, to this new reality, to this new world, and you're more invested to commit in your own growth and expansion, this is a really, really perfect course for just that. You know, if you're wanting a specific change, you want to make a change like at your job, you know, you want to call in a new love or move to a new city. A lot of people are moving right now.
So many.
But like you might feel that sort of unsafe feeling of like life is really chaotic and you can't even, or you might feel confused. Like, I don't even know what the next step should be. That's a really big thing we're seeing in the collective right now. You know, if this year has shown you that you're really meant for something bigger, you know, you've had a lot of time to reflect over the past 6 months and you might be thinking, oh my gosh, there's something else I really want to do, but you're not quite sure what that is yet. You know, working on the chakra system helps you really connect with your divine purpose and mission here on the planet. If you are looking for that, like coaching, that coaching with yoga meditation instructors like Britt and myself, but you don't really have the budget to hire one like full one-on-one, this is group coaching. And we get on live, either me or Britt, sometimes both of us, once a week during the live sessions, and we get on and coach everyone. And we channel through the divine energy and channel in for you specifically as a group what you guys need. And it's really fun for us and it's fun for everyone. We love it. And because you get lifetime access, you get to do those over and over again every time we go live. And if you've, you know, been really wanting to get into Kundalini or restart your practice and really increase your levels of commitment and levels of awareness and really raise your vibration to a higher dimension, this is like the course. This is it.
Right? Yeah. And we know so many of you guys are really on this path of higher levels of commitment and self-discipline and wanting to do chakra healing and, you know, really wanting to, you're really feeling the call, right? Mm-hmm. Like you're just feeling this call and you're obsessed with all these things that we're talking about, which is why you're probably here and listening to this podcast. So we really want to help you guys to actually experience this and pull it into your energy field and fully bring in this energy work so that you are able to feel and experience the transformations yourself.
Yes.
Right? So this is going to be literally the best 8 weeks. It's going to be the most incredible way to end the year.
It is.
Really, right?
End on a high note.
Yeah. So, you know, we'll give you guys the link. It's elevatetheglobe.com/riseup. We highly recommend going to the page, checking it out. If you're ready to sign up, go ahead and sign up. You can join us now. It's open until October 29th, and then we do close it down. It will not be open for a full year. So go on over, get all the details. You can read tons of stories and testimonials from the community. We have videos you can watch, and we have a lot of really big bonuses. So in addition to everything that comes in the course, which is an extremely high value. Tara was telling you guys about the live coaching calls. We have 11 Kundalini chakra balancing classes. Each, you know, for each of the chakras, we have morning rituals, quick 15-minute ones, a longer morning rituals. We have bedtime routines, journal prompts, a full high vibrational Ayurvedic chakra balancing meal plan, spiritual training videos, 3 Kundalini HIIT workouts, the incredible community and support and networking and all that, right? So go look at the page, see everything you get. But in addition, this time we're giving away amazing bonuses that we've never given away before. So these bonuses are actually a $10,000 value that we've packaged in. And so the first thing is if you pay in full, then we are giving you a full year complimentary in our 528 Abundance Academy. So if you're already a 528 member, we're going to pause your membership. You don't pay for a full year. That's a $240 value. We also have really low payment plans, but that's a fun bonus if you pay in full. And then we have so many other bonuses, and you can read through all of them again on the site, but you have lifetime access to this content, all past coaching calls, all future live calls, all the classes, like Tara said. We're giving away our 40-day meditation challenge. It's 5 audio meditations for stress, addiction, positivity, energy, and self-authority, each with a 3-minute and 11-minute version. So those ones are great to just pop in your headphones and do on the go. We, this year, are doing a full ebook, which is our everything that you get in Rise Up in a printable workbook. So it's a downloadable, printable workbook with all the checklists, journal prompts, chakra information, recipes, and more. So that's going to be so incredible. You'll also get our Intro to Kundalini collection, full course. And we just cannot wait to get started with you guys. So there is extreme value. We do not do live coaching except for in our mastermind and Rise Up. And it is insane, really, is what all of the members say, that you get this lifetime access to yearly coaching with us, all the past coaching calls and all of these practices. And then, so the lifetime access is really a huge bonus that we offer in addition to everything else.
It is. And then, you know, we're setting you up with 528 Academy as like a, for an entire year, as a way to keep your energy really up and tuned up and keep working with it. It's like you're taken care of for a whole year.
And beyond.
Yeah.
Your whole life, really.
Yeah.
As long as you want to do this work with us.
Exactly. Yeah.
Right? So anyways, guys, we're so excited about this. Let us know if you have any other questions, but we definitely wanted to make sure that we shared the details with you guys here on the podcast and just really, you know, walked you through it and explained it all to you. So we do have 2 options. The first one is our Rise Up regular, which is $997. And like we said, we have payment plans that go as low as $44. So do not let money get in the way of your expansion here. And then we also have our Rise Up Higher VIP plan, which is $14.97, and you get everything that we've talked about, everything that's offered in the regular Rise Up plan. Plus, you get 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, one in the beginning and one at the end with Tara or myself.
So yeah, we cannot wait to get started with all of you. And you know, this is an upgrade, a quantum upgrade that you guys deserve. You deserve to have everything and anything that you want. So let's do it.
And the world needs us.
The world needs us. Light warriors.
Right?
Yeah.
That's what we're here for. All right, guys. We love you. May the pure light within you guide your way on.
Sat Nam.
See you soon.